The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Thanksgiving. Years ago, my friend Judith Pintar was studying with Kiwe Dinakwe, an Ojibwa medicine woman who also held a doctorate in botany. A gifted teacher who welcomed people of all traditions, Ki counted Judith as one of her beloved students. That autumn, Ki was too ill to perform an important ceremony. She asked Judith to offer prayers for her. "Of course," said Judith, without hesitation. "Tell me what you want me to do." "On this day, you must pray for everything. You must wake up very early so that you are done by nightfall." "Everything?" Judith repeated. The enormity of the task was beginning to dawn on her. "Yes, everything. I usually go continent by continent. That helps me to keep track." Judith woke up early and stood in the pre-dawn darkness. She began on the east coast of North America and began to move westward. "Thanks for the horseshoe crabs, for the sandpipers that pepper the beach. Blessings to the crabs, the limpets, the sea snails, the lobsters. Thanks for the cardinals, the titmice, the chickadees. Thank you for the gift of maple trees, alders, sycamore, pine and larch, oak and beech. Thanks for teasel and thistle and Queen Anne's lace." The litany of prayers swept state by state, across ecosystems vast and small, touching minerals, plants, and animals, including humans. With North America complete, her prayers spread to South America, Antarctica, the Pacific Islands, Australia, Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, into the Northern Islands, the Arctic, and finally across Eastern Europe and Russia, to the ragged fringes of North America. Her prayers dissolved into the oceans, touching all of their living inhabitants. Judith's prayers rose into the heavens, to all of the galaxies, known and unknown. All day and into the night, Judith stood on that island in Lake Superior, offering thanksgiving, a rampage of gratitude, praise, and blessings for every aspect of creation. Inspired by Judith's example, I think of my own life as a landscape. I sweep from my earliest days to the present, and then roll into the future. I'm grateful to the obstetrician who delivered me, who discovered a defect in my hip socket within minutes of my birth. Bless you, Dr. Barron, for the gift of legs that walk and hike and dance. Thank you to my parents who struggled hard to care for three young children. Thanks to my grandparents who snuggled me in their age-softened arms and fertilized my roots in ways only elders can. I bless the lineage of violin teachers who nurtured, cajoled, and praised my blossoming efforts. Thanks to the many high school teachers and college professors who demanded more of me than I thought humanly possible. They, along with a cadre of gifted, quirky, astonishingly brilliant fellow students at Oberlin College, helped set my bar for excellence and passion. Thank you for the stream of spiritual traditions that have shaped the riverbed of my soul. Thanks for the children for whom I prayed for a full decade before their arrival. You are never finished, never filled, and certainly never boring. Thank you to the river of friends and lovers who have opened my heart. Like the Zen koan, many potatoes in a pot wash more quickly. You have bumped against the unfinished edges of my life. Some have soothed, others have broken off the ailing bits and gradually lifted the soil and debris from my thin, knobby skin. I am a cleaner, albeit slightly bruised potato now. Thank you for my partner Jeff, who has come to walk with our family in this transitional time. You are the best potato scrubber of all. Thanks for the elm trees, stripped of leaves, bowing naked in the howling winds. Thanks to the snakes, curled in winter slumber between the stones surrounding the root cellar. Blessings to the skunks entrenched below the barn. Praise be for the mice in the shed and the chickens clucking conversationally in their yard. All praise for the cabbage and kale seeds, the Swiss chard and garlic slumbering in the soil. All praise for the moon lifting lightly above the barn, and the sun drifting like a tethered balloon in an achingly blue sky. For sun, star, moon, earth, plant, animal, friend, foe, family, catalyst, and nemesis. All praise, all praise. Amen.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.